Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Lamin and Mabez. We're holding on Lamin and Aleph, three lines on the bottom, on the last word on the line. So says the Gemara, Amar Luhu Rav Huna Lahanu Avankari. Rav Huna said over, he gave an Eitzah to some Jewish merchants. He told them, Ki zavnisu asame akum, when you buy Hadassim from Goyim, for the mitzvah of Arbaminim. So when you buy the hadassim from them, loy tigzuzu atun. You shouldn't be the ones that cut the hadassim from the karka. Elo ligzuhu inu viyahavu luchu. Let the guy cut it, and they'll then give it to you. My taima. Why am I giving you this eitzah? What's the background? What's behind this eitzah? The background is like this: because stam oivdei koychavim gazani arasan inu. Minastam, you could assume that the land was stolen. That's minastam what you could assume. It was probably in Rashi had stolen from a yid. So it was originally really Reuven's karka, and the guy stole it. Now the halacha is the karka in a nigzelas. That karka is not stolen. Karka can't be stolen. It's always considered in the rishus of the original owner. So even if he's miyayish, it's still in his rishus. It doesn't ever leave Reuven's rishus. Hilkach, therefore, said Rav Huna to these merchants, Ligzizuhu inhu, have them cut it, kihechi dilihavu yish bailim biyadayu, in order said it should be yish by the owner, by the guy, did who, vishine harishos biyadayhu, and then will be shin rishos by you. So Rashi speaks out two different mahalchim for the chazarashir, we'll just speak out one, that yish is not kaina by itself. In order for God, by something which is hefker, by something which is an aveda, when you find a lost object, so then in a chanami, then yish is kaina. But when it comes to something which a person steals, a ganav is not kaina something with yish. So therefore, said Rav Huna to these merchants, you shouldn't take it out of the ground. Because while it's in the ground, so the halacha is karka in the nigzela, as it's still considered Reuven's. If you take it out of the ground, so now there's yish, now it's metatla, now it's detached from the ground, and there'll be yish, but yish isn't kaina. So it won't be lachem. You can't use it for the mitzvah. Therefore, Rav Huna told them, have the guy be the one to take it out of the ground, and this way it will be yish by the guy. He'll take it out of the ground and it'll be yish. Even though yish isn't kaina, when you then have a shinoi afterwards, shinoi rishos, shinoi shem, shinoi maisa, now we're going to speak about shinoi rishos. When you then have shinoi rishos, when the guy then takes it from his hand and gives it to you, so you have shinoi rishos, so now yish plus the shinoi rishos, then it is kaina. So then it will be lachem. So therefore, Rav Huna told these avankri, have the guy take it out of the ground, the yish will be by the guy, yish is not kaina, he's stealing it, but then he'll give it to you, and now it will be kaina to you, now it will be a kiyum of lachem, you could use it for abramina. Frak the Gemara, saif saif, at the end of the day, ki gazu avankri, even if the avankri themselves take it out of the ground, what's the issue? They're then, these avankri are merchants, they're gonna take then the hadassim and sell it to other yidden. So if so, what's the issue? Li havi yish bailim biyidayu, the yish bailim will be in the hands of the avankri, vishine harishos biyadon, and then the shine harishos will be accomplished when it's in our hands, when it's in the hands of the buyer. So it's still not gonna be an issue. You won't have an issue of lechem. The merchants will be the one taking it out of the ground, so it will be yish over then, by that point. Yish is not kaina, but then he's then going to give it over to the buyer, that shinei harishos, so now it will be lechem by the buyer. So what's the issue? Says the Gemara, leitzricha b'ishana d'avankri gufayu. Because here we're not talking about the hadassim that the avankri are then going to sell to the buyers. Here we're talking about, Rav Huna was telling the avankri that the hadassim that you yourselves are planning on using, those ones you have to be careful that the guy takes it out of the ground. Because if you take it out of the ground, so then you're just going to have yish. Yish is not kaina. It's not going to be lachem. You won't be able to use it for arbaminim. So therefore, Rav Huna was telling them the hadassim that you're planning on using, have the guy take it out of the ground, and then they'll give it to you, and that will be shina rishos. For Akta Gemara, why do you need any of this? Even for hadassim that the avankri themselves are using, let them take it out of the ground. You'll have yish. Yish is not kaina, so you need some sort of shinoi afterwards. But we have another shinoi. V'liknuha b'shinoi maisa. You'll have shinoi maisa. You'll do a maisa to the hadassim. What's the maisa you're going to do? You're going to put an eged on it. You're going to wrap it up together with the lulav and the aravis. So that through that eged, you'll have shinoi maisa. It'll be yish and shinoi maisa, and it will be lachem. Says the Gemara, kasavar lulav ein tzarech eged. that no, Rav Huna held that this Eitzah doesn't work because he held that Lulav doesn't need an Eged, and therefore even though it's a mitzvah min ha-muvchar to put on an Eged, that's not enough, being that it's not really needed, so that's not considered a chashav ha-meisah. V'imtim tzoleimar Lulav tzarech Eged, and even if you would say that Lulav does need an Eged, it's still not considered a chashav ha-meisah, because shinui ha-chayzer libriyasayu, it's a shinui that could be so easily changed, you just untie it and you're back to where you started, v'shinui ha-chayzer libriyasayu, and that's not considered a shinoi to be included in this idea of shinoi maisa, so you're only going to have yish, you're not going to have a shinoi. You're not going to have shinoi rishos, because it's the hadasin that these avankri are using for themselves, and you're also not going to have shinoi maisa, because the eged is not enough of a shinoi. Says the Gemara, but there's a different shinoi. V'liknuhu b'shinoi Hashem. Let the vankri themselves take it from the ground. They'll have yish, and even though yish itself is not kaina, but you'll have another shinoi. You'll have shinoi Hashem once they bind it together with the lulav and the aravos. So you'll have shinoi Hashem. D'meikara havalei asa v'hashto yishana. Once you bind it together with the lulav and the aravos, it's not called an asa anymore. Now it's called a hishana. So you have shinoi Hashem. So they'll be kaina through the yish, and then the shinoi Hashem afterwards. Says the Gemara, no, that doesn't work either, because meikara nami la'asa hishana karule. Even before they bind it, in Metzias, we still call it a hishana. Al shem soifoi, it's considered, it is called a hishana, so there is no shinui Hashem. And we already spoke out, there's no shinui maisa, and if it's the hadasin that the vankri themselves are using, so there's no shinui rishus, therefore now we understand what Rav Huna was telling them. Rav Huna therefore told them that the hadasin that they themselves are planning on using, they have to make sure that the guy takes it out of the ground, so it will be yish then, and then when the guy gives it over to them, they'll be shinei rishos, and then they'll be able to use it for the mitzvah of Arba Minim.